This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The UN Security Council is deadlocked over how to punish people accused of atrocities in Darfur, Sudan. Nearly a year ago, the council authorized targeted sanctions. The U.S., Britain, and others say it's time to act. Members have yet to agree, though, on a list of people who should face travel bans or other sanctions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When he came out of a closed-door briefing by a sanctions committee yesterday, U.S. Ambassador John Bolton carried a message from other Security Council members. They were upset, he says, that a secret annex of a report was leaked to the media, an annex that included names of 17 people experts think should be sanctioned for their alleged role in atrocities in Darfur. But while the council members agreed to denounce the leak, they didn't get around to actually talking about the names. And Bolton acknowledges there are sharp differences over the idea of sanctioning individuals at all.
From our perspective, this is a case of say what you mean and mean what you say. And if the council doesn't mean what it says and isn't willing to take steps to persuade people to follow what it says, its credibility will decline, and people need to consider that consequence.
UN diplomats say China and Qatar are among those arguing against targeted sanctions, and Russia is questioning whether sanctions would further complicate a peace process. That's not surprising to John Prendergast of the International Crisis Group, who spoke to us by cell phone.
Now we're moving to the politics of the Security Council, where you have all kinds of different actors who don't want to really do anything about Sudan right now, obstructing progress. So it'll be quite a miracle if the Security Council actually imposes sanctions on any of the individuals listed in this thing. It will require direct and very specific leadership from Bolton and the United States, and we still haven't seen that.
He says by describing Darfur as a genocide, the Bush administration raised expectations about what it would do. So far, though, the U.S. has not imposed any punitive measures on individuals accused of war crimes. As for UN sanctions, the leaked list of names, first published by the liberal magazine American Prospect, includes one name that poses a dilemma for the Bush administration. Saleh Abdullah Ghosh is Sudan's intelligence chief and has been an important source for CIA officials in the war on terrorism. The Los Angeles Times reported last year that the CIA even flew him to its headquarters for talks. John Prendergast says by dealing with him, the U.S. is losing its moral clarity on Darfur.
He was Osama bin Laden's minder when bin Laden lived in Sudan for 6 years in the 90s. And he has been engaged in helping to mastermind the counterinsurgency campaign the government waged against the Darfurian rebels that led to the American government calling it genocide. He directly was responsible for recruiting the militias known as the Janjaweed. So he's up to his elbows in blood.
Asked whether the U.S. thinks Saleh Abdullah Ghosh should face targeted sanctions, State Department spokesman Adam Airlie was noncommittal.
The experts have not yet presented their findings, so let's first see what they've come up with, and then we'll work to take the appropriate action.
The sanctions committee at the UN holds more talks today, but diplomats say they don't expect to start going through lists of names. Today is also the final day of the U.S. presidency of the Security Council. Ambassador John Bolton had promised to use this month to pave the way for a UN force to go to Darfur, but he ran into opposition and delays there as well. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.